From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says he had productive talks with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, on Syria, but the two sides have yet to reach an agreement on a ceasefire deal that would allow more humanitarian aid to the war-ravaged country.
We have had some productive conversations about what a real cessation of hostilities would look like that would allow us both, the United States and Russia, to focus our attention on common enemies like ISIL and Nusra. Given the gaps of trust that exist, that's a tough negotiation. And we haven't yet closed the gaps in a way where we think it would actually work.
Speaking at the close of the G20 Nations Leaders Summit in China, Obama said he instructed U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry to keep working over the next several days in discussions with Russia about Syria. Mr. Obama will now head to a gathering of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Laos, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to visit the country. During the summit, Obama may meet Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte, who on Monday warned Mr. Obama not to question him about extrajudicial killings in his country and a crackdown on drug trafficking. The U.S. president, Mr. Obama, says he will always assert the need to have due process and engage in that fight against drugs in a way that's consistent with basic international norms. A suicide bomber wearing an Afghan police uniform detonated and struck near the defense ministry in Kabul Monday, killing at least 7 people and injuring dozens more. This is VOA News. Japan is denouncing North Korea's firing of 3 ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan Monday. Japan's cabinet ministry secretary said the launch is a clear act of provocation, not only to his country, but the international community, considering the timing of its launch coinciding with the G20 summit in China's Hangzhou. A U.S. official attending the summit condemned the North Korean action, calling the missile launch a threat to both aircraft and maritime vessels operating in the region. Several pro-democracy candidates are celebrating their legislative victories in Hong Kong in a move likely to aggravate Beijing.
Sunday's election saw a record voter turnout, which helped usher in a younger crop of Democrats and helped the group retain their one-third veto block in the 70-seat Legislative Council. This was the first election since the 2014 student-led Umbrella Revolution, in which thousands of demonstrators brought the city's financial center to a standstill. Demonstrators were calling for less interference and more political autonomy from the mainland, but were ultimately thwarted by Beijing-backed police.
That was Julie Notes reporting. Election Day in the United States, still 2 months away, but in keeping with a process that can at times seem like it never ends, voters in some states can begin casting votes this month, even before the 2 major candidates hold their first debate. Republican Donald Trump has edged closer to Democrat Hillary Clinton in public opinion polls 3 weeks ahead of their first face-to-face debate leading to the November 8th election. Demonstrators rallied against Brazil's president, Michel Temer, on Sunday with signs reading Temer out an election now. Tens of thousands protesting against the new government after Dilma Rousseff was impeached last week. Reports say it was the largest demonstration against Temer since he was sworn in as president for the remainder of Rousseff's term through 2018. Rousseff was ousted by the Senate for what they said was her mishandling of federal funds. She denies doing anything wrong. Today is the American holiday known as Labor Day, honoring U.S. workers and their contributions to the country's economy. Labor Day in the United States, the first Monday in September, and became an official holiday in 1894 after a push by the nation's labor unions. For decades, cities used the occasion to stage large parades honoring unionized factory workers. Labor unions have seen their membership fall steadily in the past 30 years, but the growth of technology and the globalization of the world economy. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For details on much more news, please join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.